From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Pakistan asks Indonesia support on Kashmir issues, and Transnusa requested to increase Kupang daily flights. Now the news in detail. The Pakistani ambassador to Indonesia, Abdul Salik Khan, requested Indonesian support to help resolve the dispute over the Kashmir region. This was said by Abdul Salik Khan at a press conference at the Pakistani embassy in Jakarta on Friday, September 6th. Abdul Salik added that as the largest Muslim majority country in the world, Indonesia has rightly assisted in resolving the Kashmir conflict because Indonesia has always paid major attention to the issue of Palestine, which is also a Muslim majority population.
So, we would like to inform you, we would like to need support of the people of Indonesia, who are friendly people, who always stand against human rights violations.
Abdul Salik Khan added that Pakistan hoped for Indonesian assistance at the UN in resolving the Kashmir issue because Indonesia is currently a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. Regarding the Kashmir case of the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, has met the Indian ambassador and the Pakistani ambassador to Indonesia some time ago. During the meeting, Retno Marsudi stressed the position of Indonesia, which asked India and Pakistan to resolve the problem in Kashmir through dialogue. According to Retno Marsudi, if the tension between India and Pakistan broke out into an open conflict, the loss would not only be felt by the two countries, but also in the region. The East Nusa Tenggara government has appealed to Transnusa to increase its Kupang Delhi international flights from 2 to 3 per week, and supported the local airline in scheduling a Kupang Delhi Darwin flight to strengthen the three countries' connectivity. Speaking to Antara in Kupang on Saturday, PT Transnusa Aviation Mandiri CEO Leo Budiman said East Nusa Tenggara Deputy Governor Joseph Naisoi had expressed the request at a meeting with members of the Timor-Leste delegation on Friday evening. The passenger rates of the Kupang-Dili and Dili-Kupang international flights have so far reached some 70%. He added that the deputy governor also supports Transnusa in extending its international flight route to Darwin, Northern Territory. The meeting between the delegates of Indonesia and Timor-Leste was held in Kupang, the capital city of East Nusa Tenggara Province, on Friday. Among the matters discussed were connectivity, fisheries, husbandry, and oil and gas. The Indonesian delegation was represented by Head of Southeast and South Asian Economic Cooperation at the Coordinating Ministry for Economy, Devi Panggabean, while Timor-Leste's delegation was headed by Joe Mendes Goncalves, a top official of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation. ministers helming small and medium enterprise or SME policy in APEC convened in Concepcion to discuss digitization, internationalization, and financing access for small business and their potential to empower and integrate women into the global economy. At a meeting held this week, APEC ministers committed to achieving inclusion through digital transformation, according to a written statement issued by the APEC Small and Medium Enterprises Working Group and received in Jakarta on Saturday. According to Chile's Economy, Development and Tourism Minister Juan Andre Fontaine, small and medium-sized businesses are the mainstay of commercial exchange in the Asia-Pacific. Fontaine described the occasion as an opportunity to discuss the best ways to deal with the challenges faced by SMEs and to uncover new initiatives to promote their development. Evan Holly, chair of the APEC SME Working Group, stated that some 97% of businesses through APEC are micro, small, or medium-sized enterprises. Hence, he stated that APEC economies should continue to pursue inclusive and sustainable growth through outcomes to globalize small businesses and empower women by leveraging technology. President Director of RRI Broadcasting Institution or LPP RRI, Muhammad Ruhanuddin said, "No one knew when a disaster occurred. Therefore, in the 74th RRI anniversary on September 11, 2019, the National Disaster Response Program called Kentongan will be released." Ruhanuddin revealed there are several strong reasons why RRI initiated to become the party that has the responsibility as a provider of disaster mitigation information nationally in Indonesia. Firstly, RRI is the same age as Indonesia and as a broadcasting institution that witnessed the presence of Indonesia as an independent country. Secondly, according to a recent survey of 75 million radio listeners nationally, 65 million of them are RRI listeners. Thirdly, RRI continues to advance on all platforms in the RRI Play Go application. This means that RRI wants to present for all Indonesian people, both at home and abroad. RRI was service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, or ESDM, increased the quota for the installation of household natural gas network connections in North Penajam Pasir Regency, East Kalimantan, after being designated as one of Indonesia's capital cities, replacing Jakarta. Assistant to for the Economy and Development of the North Penajam Pasir Regency Secretariat, Ahmad Usman, in Penajam, East Kalimantan, on Saturday, September 7, revealed that the quota for the installation of household gas networks in 2020 has been added by the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources. The quota for installing home gas connections in the Regency in 2020 has become 5,000 house gas connections or increased by 1,000 connections from the previous quota. President Joko Widodo has determined that the country's capital will be moved from Jakarta to parts of North Penajam Pasir Regency and Kutai Kartanegara Regency, East Kalimantan. The Indonesian ambassador to Romania expressed readiness to assist and facilitate the provincial government of Bangka Belitung Islands to market white pepper and agar wood in the European and Eastern European countries. Indonesian ambassador to Romania M. Amhar Azad in Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung Islands on Saturday said, "There are many business opportunities in Europe because the European countries are very fond to agricultural products and plantations from the tropic countries." He said the Bangka Belitung Islands is main producing white pepper and agar wood, while the European countries are very fond of white pepper. Indonesian government is in effort to connect between business people in the Bangka Belitung Islands with buyers in European countries, especially in Romania. The last item. Governor of Jakarta Anies Baswedan extended an invitation to the public to pay a visit to the Flora and Fauna or FLONA 2019 exhibition being organized at Banteng Square, Central Jakarta from September 6 to October 6. He said that besides having fun, the exhibition is an opportunity to learn. Governor Anies Baswedan added, "It is important for Jakarta to become an environment-friendly city. taking into account that the capital city is known as one of the most polluted capital cities in the world. The Jakarta administration has encouraged the practice of tree planting among members of the public, as they absorb CO2 emissions. Vehicles and coal-fueled power plants surrounding the capital city, among other factors, contribute to air pollution. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Patuh dan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia pada sekerjanya. Ampera tujuan utama. Tunduk pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semboyan kami, angkasawan RRI. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Aku yang setia berjiwa Pancasila. Ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
This week's spotlight is on fixed regulations to attract investment. As an anticipatory measure in the face of a slowdown in the world economy, President Joko Widodo ordered economic ministers of the Working Cabinet to inventory regulations that prevent investment from entering Indonesia. The order was delivered when the President held a limited meeting regarding the anticipation of world economic development at the presidential office in Jakarta on Wednesday. Present at the meeting, Vice President Yusuf Kalla, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani, Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio, Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno, and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board Thomas Lembong. The President gave a one-week deadline for economic ministers to inventory the inhibiting regulations. From a note submitted by the World Bank to Indonesia, the President said 33 companies that left China 2 months ago as a result of the trade war with the America did not enter Indonesia. All the U.S. companies prefer other countries, namely 23 companies to Vietnam and 10 others to Malaysia, Thailand, and Cambodia. The President also pointed to the example in 2017. There were 73 Japanese companies choosing relocation and the choice of relocating 43 to Vietnam, 11 to Thailand and the Philippines, only the next 10 to Indonesia. To follow up on the President's order, the Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmin Nasution, said he immediately cut unnecessary regulations. They can be in the form of ministerial regulations, presidential regulation, or even a law. Within 1 week to 2 months, the ministry or institution will also identify regulations that are not needed related to business licensing. Director of Research at the Center of Reform on Economics or CARE Indonesia, Peter Abdullah, appreciated the government's efforts. However, according to him, this is not enough to solve the problems that have hampered investment so far. He said the factors were not only regulations. Sometimes there were policy inconsistencies, the problem of central and regional coordination. Peter added, to make investors interested, in addition to cutting regulation, coordination and consistency of policies between the central and regional governments must be addressed. That was Spotlight of the Week on fixed regulations to attract investment. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world. Today in history, a Voice of Indonesia, I'll begin with September 8th, 1954, the Southeast Asia Pact or SEATO is established. The Southeast Asia Treaty Organization or SEATO is an international organization for collective defense signed on September 8, 1954 in Manila, Philippines. The formal SEATO institution was formed at a treaty partners meeting in Bangkok in February 1955. This organization was established to block the further development of communism in Southeast Asia then. The headquarters of the organization is located in Bangkok, the Kingdom of Thai, and SEATO was dissolved on June 30, 1977. Members of SEATO were Australia, France, New Zealand, Thailand, Pakistan, the Philippines, and the United Kingdom, also the United States. Turning to September 8, 1967, International Literacy Day is celebrated for the first time. International or World Literacy Day, which is celebrated every September the 8th, is a day announced by UNESCO on November 17, 1965, as a reminder to maintain the importance of literacy for every human being, community, and society. Every year, UNESCO reminds the international community to always be in learning activities. International Literacy Day is celebrated by all countries in the world. Some 775 million adults are still illiterate. Two-thirds of them are women. As many as 60.7 million children are still out of school, and the rest are expelled or dropped out. I'll end with September 8, 1991, independence of the Republic of Northern Macedonia. Northern Macedonia is a country located on the Balkan Peninsula, southern Europe. This country borders with Serbia and Kosovo to the north, Albania to the west, Greece to the south, and Bulgaria to the east. Macedonia first celebrated independence on September 8, 1991, after holding a referendum to gain independence or continue to form a Yugoslav federation. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih from Indonesia to the World.
Kasih.
are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia, Sunday, September the 8th, 2019, is entitled Indonesia Holds Table Tennis Asia Championship. Indonesia is to hold the 24th ITTF Asian Table Tennis Championship at Sasana Among Raga, Yogyakarta from September the 15th to 22nd. This event will be followed by table tennis players from 36 countries divided into 5 groups. They are among others from China, Japan, and India. Chairperson of the All Indonesia Table Tennis Association, Ugro Seno, said that he was optimistic that Indonesia would successfully host the event. He reflected on Indonesia's success when hosting the 2018 Asian Games, one of which was table tennis. Ugro Seno, at a press conference on September the 2nd in Jakarta, said that after 37 years, the Asian Championship could be held in Indonesia. Through this championship, according to him, Indonesia will become the world spotlight, especially in table tennis, and encourage the tourism industry in the country as a whole. As host, Indonesia fielded 10 male and female athletes. They will appear in Division 1 in 7 numbers, namely men's and women's team, men's and women's singles, men's and women's doubles, and mixes. This event also compete championship events, but specifically for table tennis athletes who are ranked 1 to 6 in the world. Regarding athletes who will be taking part in the Asian Championship, Ugro Seno revealed that several countries are sending young athletes, so seniors don't play anymore. Indonesia also does the same. Hopefully, young athletes can give the best performance. As for the Olympic qualification, Ugro Seno said he hoped Indonesia could get a slot. Well, that was My Indonesia Today on Indonesia Hot Table Tennis Asia Championship.
Tiba saat mengerti jerit suara hati yang letih meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada. Mohon tinggal sejenak, lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskan lara, merajut asa, menjalin mimpi, hendakkan sepi-sepi. Meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa sayang ada, mohon tinggal sejenak. Lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskanlah.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
The second song by Mike titled Cintakan Membawamu Kembali or Love Will Bring You Back. You still stay tuned with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will present you Indonesian Wonder, where we will take you to learn and also visit one of the places in Malang called Lenggok Sono Beach. Enjoy the program and stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will take you to explore the Lenggok Sono Beach in Malang, East Java. Listener, recently Malang, which is one of the cities in East Java province, has been more popular among tourists, both the domestic and international ones. The city is gifted with abundant remarkable destinations, one of which is Lenggok Sono Beach. Lenggok Sono Beach is located in Lenggok Sono Purwodadi village, Malang Regency, East Java. During your trip to the beach, you will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery of clove plantation surrounding the road. Visitors can try various activities and water sports such as snorkeling, diving, and surfing at the beach. If you're still a newbie in surfing, the Lenggok Sono Beach is the right choice for you as the beach spot and it has medium waves, namely 3 meters, thus it is safe as well as appropriate for amateur surfers. Other than surfing, you can also swim at the beach and explore the spectacular coral reefs and sea creatures at the beach. If you're an adventurous person, you can explore the ocean by taking a small wooden boat named Jukum. Surrounding the beach, there are a number of attractions that are worth visiting. For example, a cave which is inhabited by plenty of caves and a cliff. Listener, the Lenggok Sono Beach is surely an exhilarating place for those who are keen on fishing. In addition to having mesmerizing panorama, the beach also has abundant fish and convenient atmosphere. Lenggok Sono Beach also serves the conservation,
zone of spiny lobsters and slipper lobsters. Moreover, the Lombok Sono Beach is established by the Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries as one of the ecotourism destinations in the country. That's Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening. Just listen to a song titled Cinta Pertama or My First Love by Mika Tambayong. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present you an interesting program called Miscellany, and into this program, we'll take you to learn more information about UGM Bima Sakti Team won international competition in Japan. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back in our regular program, Miss Selene. In today's edition, we present new information. UGM Bima Sakti team wins 8 titles in Japanese formula. Stay tuned. Good news came from Bima Sakti Pertamax Turbo Racing team of Gajah Mada University that won a number of awards at the International Student Formula SAA Japan 2019 Automotive Competition at the Ecopa Arena in Shizuoka, Japan on 27 to 31st August 2019. At the Society of Automotive Engineers event, 8 awards were successfully brought by the team of UGM Bima Sakti. The awards are JMET Chairman Award No. 1 Student Formula Team in Indonesia, Top 6 Overseas Team, Top 8 Skid Pad, Top 5 Presentation, Top 3 Overseas Design, Outstanding Performance Award, and the only Indonesian team with award. According to head of the Bima Sakti team, Muhammad Kamal Ardi Putra, through those achievements, the Bima Sakti Pertamax Turbo Racing team of UGM succeeded in showing Indonesia that Indonesia was able to compete on the international level. This year is the 8th year of the Bima Sakti team participating in the International Student Formula Japan event. They have participated in the competition since 2011. The event is a place for students to design, build, and develop formula-type cars on a small scale. The assessments include static events and dynamic events. Static events consist of three aspects: coast event, design event, and presentation event. While the dynamic event consists of acceleration, skin pad, autocross, and endurance. International Student Formula SAA Japan 2019 starts with a technical inspection stage by the judges. This stage is a crucial step for the car to be used on a track that has been prepared in the dynamic event. The UGM Bima Sakti Pertamax Turbo Racing team was able to pass the presentation and also business presentation of the car. The result of this race gives a good image for Indonesia. This year's competition is much tougher compared to the previous year. Due to rainy season, they have a challenge on how to prepare a reliable car to participate in all events and uncertain weather, so they had to arrange the best and most possible strategy to take in the race so that the results are more optimal. That was Miss Selene for today. I'm Amanda. See you next time and have a nice day.
Sejak kehadirannya, burung-burung ber.
Jono titled Tanda Tandanya or The Signs. For the next segment, we'll present you a keroncong song in our program Music Corner. In today's edition, we'll present you a song by Tri Novianti titled Lagu Kesayangan or My Beloved Song. Enjoy the song and have a nice day. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song. The title of the song is Lagu Kesayangan. Old memory can come anytime and anywhere. In life, there is anything which makes the memory appear again in mind. The song Lagu Kesayangan, or the song of love, or my beloved song, tells about someone who accidentally heard the song. This was heard by her lover in the past, but now everything is different. The song only becomes a sweet memory. Although they are no longer together, feeling of missing and hoping to meet her lover still exists. Listener, here is Tri Novianti with her song titled Lagu Kesayangan.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu ku dambah satu hal pun yang bisa pisahkan kau dan aku di malam ini. Bisik suaramu terdengar, lambut kau sebut namaku. Rasakan hangat nafasmu, seakan ku terbang tinggi.
Menarilah bersamaku, melebur menjadi satu.
Akan kau dan aku di malam ini. Bisik suaramu terdengar, lembut kau sebut namaku. Rasakan hangat nafasmu, seakan ku terbang tinggi.
Well listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.